The federal government today launched efforts to plan yet another possible COVID-19 vaccine campaign for the fall in order to protect people against yet another possible surge next winter. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein joins us now with more details. Hi, Rob.
Hey there.
So explain what exactly happened today.
The Food and Drug Administration convened a special meeting of independent scientific advisors to try to figure out what should happen next with the vaccines, which is a really tough but obviously extremely important question. Yeah. Here's how FDA's Dr. Peter Marks set the stage for the day-long virtual meeting today.
Although we've seen a major decline in the number of COVID-19 cases in the country, the virus continues to circulate, and it will continue to do so and will potentially cause waves of an increased number of cases. This is particularly of concern as we head into the coming fall and winter season.
So the advisors heard detailed presentations from the CDC and FDA, as well as outside scientists, about the trajectory of the pandemic, the evolution of the virus, and the effectiveness of the vaccines.
Okay, so what did they hear in these presentations?
Yes, so researchers at the University of Washington told the committee that another surge is probably likely next winter because, you know, immunity people have from the vaccines and having already caught the virus will probably have faded even more by then. And the cold weather will be driving people back indoors where the virus spreads more easily. At the same time, Trevor Bedford at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center told the advisors that the virus has been evolving incredibly fast, with new variants emerging in just months instead of years it takes for the flu to evolve. And another dangerous new variant, like Omicron, could easily emerge, perhaps within a year or so, but maybe for not more than a decade. But he says we have to be ready.
We really don't know whether these wildly divergent viruses will be a common feature or a rare feature of endemic SARS-CoV-2 evolution. But in general, from everything we've seen, we should expect a lot of evolution going forward, and we should have methods to keep up with this evolution in terms of our vaccination platforms.
The committee also heard about the possible option for the next round of shots. The most likely is a new version of the vaccine, you know, like one that switches things up to specifically target the Omicron variant, or maybe one that combines Omicron with another variant like Beta or Delta or the original strain to hopefully provide more protection against any new variants that might evolve.
Wow. Okay, so did the committee recommend anything today?
You know, the committee didn't make any specific recommendations today. Instead, they kind of struggled with how best to make this crucial decisions with so many unknowns. You know, how will they judge whether another round of shots is definitely necessary? And if so, how will they judge new versions of the vaccine to decide which one to pick, especially when no one knows which variant might be dominant by then? Here's Dr. Haley Altman-Gans from Stanford University.
What we're all grappling with is that this is an unsettled environment in which we're trying to move forward.
And, you know, in the end, the experts will have to make the best educated guess possible about which strain or strains make the most sense, like, you know, like we do with the flu vaccine every year, and hope it's right. But that's tough because this virus has been so unpredictable and evolving so fast. They also discussed whether the fall shots would be the beginning of an annual vaccine campaign like the flu. And the answer appears to be maybe, but maybe not. We'll just have to wait and see how long our immunity holds up and what the virus does next.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Rob, so many open questions. So what happens next at this point, real quick?
Yeah, the FDA will bring these advisors back probably in May or June to make some specific recommendations so the vaccine companies have enough time to make enough vaccine for another campaign by the fall.
That is NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. Thank you, Rob.
Sure thing.